Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Scott Gerber back on the show. Scott's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. 5 years now he's been hanging out with us. He's the founder of the Young Entrepreneur Council. He's the CEO of Community Co. He's the author of Never Get a Real Job, and I'll get him to explain what he means by real job, because I know he works pretty darn hard. He's our good friend Scott Gerber. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So what do you mean never get a real job? I know you're working hard.
But you're
not,
well, you know,
but you're not clocking in, though, are you, Scott?
No. If anything, I probably work more hours than a typical traditional job. But no, I think that it's just a real job, and my definition is one that you see no real upside from the fruits of your labor. And I feel like if you're going to already put in a couple, hundreds of hours a month, why not see some benefit from those from that hard work? So, the real job mentality is one that's safe, secure, even though it's not as safe and secure anymore in most industries, but the traditional path. And I think what, guys like you and I do, Jim, might not be seen as traditional, but it's certainly becoming a new normal. So I don't think it's as renegade as it used to be, for sure.
Well, I agree with you. And, the thing that that I talk to my audience about, when I talk to them about the really horrible days, you've had them, I've had them. I've been where I didn't know, you've heard people say they didn't know if they were going to be able to open their doors the next day. Mm-hmm. I've been where I didn't know if I was going to be in business the next hour. I've had that, I'm sure you have too. What I tell them is what I love about being a small business owner, whether the day's a diamond or a stone, is they're my stones. Even if it's the day's a stone, it's my stone. And if I can turn that stone into a diamond, it belongs to me.
I agree. But also at the same time, in looking at even employees and other people affected by our decisions, I feel much more comfortable being affected by my own decisions and having other people, have that trust in me to make those right decisions than perhaps myself being in the decisions of other people.
Well, that's the other thing. Remember when you had a real job and the bosses would go behind closed doors and you'd say, I wonder whose lives they're messing with in there now.
Well, I'm telling you, actually, Jim, I don't, because I've never had a real job. So there you go.
You've never had? Oh, man. Oh, I was a good corporate employee for 23 years.
I'm highly unemployable.
I am now, for sure. There's no question about that. But when you talk to small business owners out there, when you talk to people out there who are in business, do you get the idea that that's even on the good days, even on the bad days, that they're appreciating the fact that they're in control? They're not, some people don't always feel like we're in control of our lives, but we're more in control, aren't we?
Yeah, I would say more in control. I mean, like everything else, you're always going to get hit by something, whether it's an external thing like, regulatory reform that comes out of nowhere and just hits us, some sort of new technology that all of a sudden
Obamacare
be a part of. There's a million things, right? But I think at the end of the day, at least when I talk to business owners around the country and folks in YEC or Forbes councils, I get the sense that, it's still, no matter what hits us, we're in an age where being an owner is certainly with its advantages at the end of the day. So I think that most people respect that. I think that the biggest challenge that most people are seeing today is just the uncertainty, especially given the fun of our political cycle right now. So if there was just certainty, we'd all be better off.
Well, the problem we've got right now that's making it not so much fun to be in business is we got a bifurcated economy. We got a Main Street economy, and then we got a financial economy, and the two of them aren't working very well together. And then, as you say, you throw Washington into the middle of it, mucking things up, And that creates a lot of headwinds for small business owners, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I need your website, Scott.
Yeah, yec.co, or you could check out our new Forbes Councils for all of the chief executive organizations we create at forbescouncils.com.
All right. Give us about a 30-second snapshot on that one.
Yeah, so Forbes Councils, it's basically a collective of invitation-only organizations for world-class business executives, chief executive officers, chief technology officers, each verticalized. So we have like the Forbes Technology Council for CTOs and CIOs, the Forbes mm-hmm. Agency Council for chief executives of various agencies and firms, mostly founders or, you know, again, the chief executives.
You haven't invited me to one of those, Scott.
Well, I think we're going to change
Hello? Scott Gerber, ladies and gentlemen, he and I will be right back. We're going to break down some of those big tasks into little bite sizes after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.